harmony and balance, the flow of life, pre-full moon activation. And again, this is Kenji from Sedona. And we're going to bring forward for you in this next hour an amazing activation and levels of awareness. So we're going to do a little overview of today's call. So we're going to assume that you're not quite able yet to hold 24/7 flow of life kind of vibration. Because yes, indeed, the world has become distracted with a whole lot of external events, as you know. And we all need to keep our focus and not get enmeshed in all of that drama. And yes, some very interesting things have happened. We're trying to keep it on a level of neutrality. So if you know of those that are, have gotten caught in the drama, so to speak, hold that state of love for them. And that's the best you can do. And know that they will make it and will awaken in one way or another. So, flow of life. So you know what it means to be off center because you don't feel good. You feel out of sorts. You feel spaced out. Or in some cases, you feel like too grounded, too stuck in your physical realm and not able to expand and feel that quantum flow. So I feel we all are being challenged with the level of how to stay in focus, how to keep your attention on what you really have to do and accomplish in your life. Y'all know when you don't feel right, when you're just kind of icky and like, wow, a little bit of a bummer today, and overwhelm. We have to address that in a way because the planet is experiencing incredible overwhelm. Overload, overwhelm, over a lot of things. Sensitivity, empathy, all that stuff. So today, we're going to do our best to hold a state of balance for everyone so that as a group, we can come into a very nice alignment with all aspects of ourselves, from the most invisible to the most physical, mind-body connection, soul alignment. So alignment is a resonance. It's a cohesive kind of feeling, vibration, state of mind. So let's call in our support team now because we're going to get into the activation. So your support team, those are your star councils. That's your home realm. Your soul group is part of that. Your guardian angel is part of that. Your nature allies, animal allies, are part of that. Your inner plane teacher is part of that. Your council of light, your healing team, they're all part of that. So let's imagine this for a moment. We're going to imagine that you are an ascended master that is somewhere up there in the higher realms. And not all of you, of course, is here on this planet. But then again, this is your central incarnational reference point, this lifetime. So, say you are hanging out there where the rest of the masters hang out. And you are in communication with some of your really good buddies within the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. So just imagine what that feels like. Don't think, just like a little kid, just imagine, go into fantasy, go into daydreaming, go into that place when you're a little kid, you could do this naturally, and you would pop in and out of this dimension quite frequently to the chagrin of perhaps your parents and your school teachers. And imagine on that level, in the realms of the hierarchy, in the realms of Shambhala, if you will, that there is this flow, this divine flow that's always there, even in spite of perhaps little disagreements, shall we say. Because we don't always agree, even in those other realms. But there is a harmony within those realms . There's a synergy that is created not only from sacred geometry, but from the collective, how shall we say, viewpoint and perspective about life there and also life here on Earth. So feel that. Imagine tapping into that for the first time consciously, this flow. And it does. It feels like a river in a way. It feels like a figure eight flow pattern. Fibonacci sequence. You know that spiral? And let's just say from that level, the Ascended Master Realm, that from that place you had chosen to be here on this call, whether live or in replay, for some level of learning and recognition in preparation for the full moon experience, which basically highlights and magnifies your present state of awareness. And it's also the start of completion. That which you are completing, bringing to closure in your life, spiritually speaking. Yeah, just take a deep breath. Now imagine from that realm, that Ascended Master realm, that all of your subtle bodies are in alignment, that your chakra system is in alignment, that the power points in your body is in alignment, and that your physical organs are working perfectly, your brain is functioning at maximum capacity as of now, today. Your heart center is open. And that you have channels, as it were, in those realms. You have channels of communication with other beings, and with nature here on Earth as well. Now, do your best to hold this state of alignment and flow and resonance and synergy. And you're going to bring your awareness back down here to where your physical body is. And literally, you're going to be in two places at once. You're going to be in the quantum field, and you're going to be here in this field of separation called earth, living, and duality. And you're going to now just naturally focus. Okay, let's say we're going to focus on a physical manifestation of non-flow. So you're going to pick a part of your body, your physical body. Pick an area that you believe is not in flow, not in harmony with everything else. You're not going to judge it. You're just going to focus on it. You're going to become aware of it, breathe into it. So it could be any part that's been injured, that's been traumatized, that's been abused, that all of a sudden mysteriously is hurting or feels out of sorts or not normal. Just breathe into it and go to the depths. Imagine that you've got 10 levels there. Of whatever that condition is expressing itself in. You've got 10 different bodily levels, layers, if you will, and you're going to tap in because you're in two places at once. You're still on the level of the hierarchy, ascended master energy, and you're here on the earth with your physical body. Now, you can focus into your solar plexus if you want for a reference point. If you feel like you're really, really expanded right now, just focus there. Now, if you've been having issues there with your digestion, bloating, anything having to do with digestion, assimilation, and elimination, or if you're mid or lower back has been injured, or if you had surgery anywhere in that area, solar plexus to low to mid back area. If you're overweight there and packing a lot of poundage, that's not necessary, or water weight, just bring your focus there. If you're having energy issues, like not enough energy and sleepiness when you should be wide awake, or just tiredness or fatigue, feeling overstimulated through the kidneys, any of that, just focus there. Now, emotionally, tap in emotionally from a neutral place. Remember, you're disconnecting from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. Poof. Let go of the day. Let go of your to-do list. Okay, relax your head. Relax your brain. Relax your forehead, your jaw, your TMJ, your eyelids. Fingers and toes, calf muscles. Okay, good time is to invoke now the pillars of light. So the pillars of light help stabilize a sacred space for you right now. And it can be seen clairvoyantly as a bubble of light around your physical body that it also encompasses your home or wherever you are right now physically. Pillars of light, there's four of them. They are being placed in the north, south, east, and west directions of your physical dwelling or the corners of your dwelling. Whichever actually feels more comfortable energetically for you. Sacred space where anything is possible. So this is a pristine, crystalline sphere of protection and safety for you and for your body. Okay, so emotionally, tapping in emotionally to whatever area of the body that you have chosen that feels a little bit out of sorts and not quite together, like doesn't have its act together. Emotionally, what is that? Feel that. Don't think, feel. Feel into that. What are the emotions there in the body? You will instantly recognize it because you won't be thinking, what is this? Just feel. So you've got to bring your attention to the solar plexus and then to whatever area of your body that you feel is out of sorts, out of color. What part of your body needs color? Like more energy. Emotions. What are the feelings here? And go deeper. Remember, there's 10 levels here. So you can always go deeper, taking a deep breath. Now, if there's nothing out of sorts with your body, pick an area in your life where it feels out of sorts, like a particular relationship, or your day job, or your healing practice, or your business levels, your website, whatever. Or could even be, I don't know, the I don't know level, I'm not sure level. I have no clue right now level. So whatever feels really heavy and dense, that's all right. This is going to be a big healing time for you. So don't be afraid to feel whatever feels really heavy. And if you hear a little mind chatter like, I don't want to go there, then that means you really need to go there. And thank you for sharing that. So there's a belief out there in the world that when you really tap into this level, it's going to be painful and it's going to hurt and all that, which is far from really what's going to happen. When you start connecting the dots, there's going to be energy rushes that you're going to feel. And all of a sudden your mind is just going to like pop open into clarity and go, oh my God. Big ahas. So psychologically, all right, what's the thought here? What's the thinking here? And or the belief system, the attitude, the perception, the interpretation of the perception. So remember, as an example, pain is an interpretation of what's going on in the body. It's an interpretation. Breathe if you need to. So, what's the thoughts here? And how are these thoughts connected to the emotions? And how are they connected to what's expressing in my physical body? If you feel a little stuck, just pop to the next level. With your intention, just go there. Pop into a new space. You're going to be like popcorn, popping all over the place. In fact, you can use that imagery to make shifts. Popcorn. Now, you also have another layer there that's called your, well, we could keep it simple. We could call it your karmic body. Or it's that layer of energy that expresses the lessons for this lifetime. So you can look at it like your homework body. It's the place where you are doing your homework. So just pop into that space. Boom. And overall, just get a sense of your karmic pattern or your learning lessons for this lifetime, your whole lifetime. Just get a sense of it energetically. Feel it. Embrace it. Align with it. Resonate with it. Draw it to you, in a sense, and to your awareness. Not going to judge it or analyze it. You're just going to feel sensations, awarenesses. You're going to get insights from this. If you're not sure, just say, show me to the universe. Show me where I am resisting. Or where I've gone unconscious. So when you're resisting and unconscious, there's no flow in those spaces, if you will. There's no flow. There's no flow when there's doubt and hesitation and procrastination and, well, I don't know kind of level. And you have more spiritualized bodies, if you will. They really don't have a name, but we put names to these. But tap into that very fine, high vibrational level of, we'll just call it your spiritual bodies. These bodies hold, if you will, they contain greater lessons of the spirit, of the soul, like planetary goals, galactic, intergalactic. Now, some of these levels have nothing to do with the physical life per se. Now, from those very refined levels of awareness, let's imagine, let's visualize your chakra system as a whole. From the place where it was created initially, all the way to your physical etheric body. Now, your chakra system was made, in a sense, it was created to funnel spiritual energies into the physical body. So it's like when you have highways that connect cities with one another. These nadis, these nodal points, these pathways within the chakra system do the same thing. They connect chakras to chakras. They're like highways of light, of information. And it's that spiritual connection from the spiritual to the physical that keeps your body alive. So visualize now moving through your highway of light, your chakra system. That all that light energy is passing through the nadis and meridians, connector points freely, that there is a flow, a divine flow occurring on a consciousness level, on a health level, on a manifestation level. And that your brain, your heart, your solar plexus, your endocrine system, your liver, your autonomic nervous system, all of that is being fed through these highways of light. Now imagine the feeling and sensation of resonance, harmony, and flow. Feel this sense of oneness, if you will, or this sense of connection, joyful connection. Now, what happened to that area that you were focusing on before? How has that shifted? Acknowledge whatever is shifting. Give it gratitude. So we are recalibrating on a very fundamental level. Your levels of manifestation, your heart, your mind, your spirit, your connection with the earth, your connection with the ascended master realms. Now, visualize and feel at the same time that your polarity aspects on the realms of duality and polarity are in balance. So your maleness, your femaleness in balance. Now, the way you can tell is visualize a scale that has a right and a left, whatever you call it, where you would put things in to weigh it. So this is an equal scale with the right and the left. So if you put your maleness in one and your femaleness in the other, see if they balance out. If they don't, just wait and hold a state of love until they're balanced. This will indicate that your polarity is balanced. This could also represent your conscious self and your unconscious self, so you can do that one. As the Egyptians have a symbology of their sins were weighed on a scale. There was a feather in one scale and their karmic, or how shall we say, their earth life was put in the other. And that your life had to be as light as that feather to be in balance. That's a symbology. So let that balancing act, if you will, just put it aside for a moment and let it do its thing. It will balance out eventually. Okay, have the body take a deep breath. Now, from that ascended master realm, you're going to tune into the essence of Gaia, Mother Nature, the planet of green. And there are basically two levels going on here. There is the Earth, of which makes the news every night at 6 p.m., and then there's the new Earth. All right, so you have a choice of which one you want to tap into, but tune in and tap in from the Ascended Master Realms. And feel your connection with Gaia. Feel the forces of nature, the elemental kingdom, and the seasons, and the flow of water and air, minerals in the earth, and the fire element that comes from the sun. Now, this alignment that you feel with the earth, you're going to bring that into your body, and you're going to primarily infuse your feet chakras and the base of your spine with this feeling of earth harmony. We're recalibrating here. You're calibrating to the ascension process of the earth. The earth is popping on to the next level. And all of humanity gets to ride along if they choose. Again, it's the ascension on the spiral. Now, there is a spiral energy there from the Ascended Master Realm of which you are hanging out right now. Okay, put this vibration, if you will, into the brain. This is that Fibonacci sequence spiral, sacred geometry of which all forms of nature are based from this. They carry the code. There's a part of your brain that's the master center, the master control center. That's where you want to infuse this spiral vibration into the master center of your brain, and then do it for your heart center as well, in the sacred chamber of your heart called the still point. And then in the core of your solar plexus, your power center and your connection with the sun, solar plexus. And then at the base of the spine. And take a deep breath. Okay, stay connected with that Ascended Master Realm. Now you're going to do your homework on your own. So remember the process that we initiated today in the last, say, half hour. So you're going to do it on your own. So you're going to pick another area of your body that you feel is not in focus, not in balance, that's in discomfort, pain, stress, tension, anxiety, worry. Okay, and then go through the process as well as you can remember it. And then I will call you back when it's time to return. We're going to give you about probably maybe 20 minutes. So take your time and go into the 10 levels of your body. Okay, you may begin. Stay focused. slow, deep breath. Okay, begin to finish up with your process. Okay, now we're going to descend from the Ascended Master Realm, but keeping that connection intact, coming back to the physical embodiment, very slowly, we're going to do some work on the spine and the channels within the spine. So bring with you from that realm some very pure crystal-like energies. And we're going to infuse the channels within your spine with this vibration to help with the cleansing process that's in the right and left channels of your spine. We're not going to work with the central channel. That you will do on your own in conjunction with Prime Source. So these channels contain imprints, if you will. They're like little scarring or scars that are upon the fabric of your energy body. So these scars come from intense experiences, intense memories, feelings, thoughts. And if not healed, when they occur, they get accumulated in these channels. Very subtle level. But it looks like scarring, where the fabric looks intact, but it looks a little discolored, shall we say. And the texture might be a bit different. So we're going to take this light. We're going to move it very gently through these impressions, these imprints, almost like putting a salve on a very old wound that didn't quite heal up, but it's still holding emotional energies and memories that are affecting you in your current life, your present day life. So as you do this, from the level of the soul, allow your conscious self to become aware of the cause and effect relationship of why you are still holding these scars, these imprints. Maybe it was a matter of self-judgment or resentment or ignorance. Or jealousy, envy. Your spinal system has a natural healing mechanism. Just allow all of this to naturally begin to heal up. So you are applying this salve of light as a stimulus for transformation and transmutation. Divine alchemy, if you will. All right, your spine is going to be sealed again with that cocooning of light energy for safety and protection. You can always come back to this level in your meditation to continue the work of the healing. Your channels have to be clear in order for the Kundalini, when it rises, to not be impeded or blocked. All right, we're going to now bring the focus up to the pineal pituitary thalamus. We're going to do a cleansing process here for your pineal gland. So we're going to breathe in again that clear light that you brought in from the ascended master realms right into the pineal pituitary thalamus. You're going to begin to cleanse away the obscurations within the third eye center. These are the distortions of perception. These are beliefs that are not true. And these are adaptations on a survival level that you made in order to stay alive and be safe. Now we can begin to cleanse that. It's a little bit like how when you hire a window washer to clean the windows of your home, you have to do outside and inside. So that's the difference. The before and after, that's the difference. So symbolically is like all of the grit and grime on the outside of your window, your eye of God window. All manner of debris stuck on the outer window. Little specks of dirt and dust, insects, spottage from rain. We are using super grade Windex here, non-GMO. Gluten-free. Made from all natural ingredients. Okay, squeaky clean. Now it's up to you to keep this clean, so that you can see clearly 24/7. All right, if there's any damage to that, that will begin to occur overnight as you sleep. Better to do it when you are sleeping, when the body is sleeping. Not you sleeping, but the body sleeping. All right, so just let that continue into the nighttime. All right, bring your awareness back to your heart. Deep breath in, igniting your still point. Breathing into the solar plexus. So collect all of you now. And just be observant as to how you are feeling for the rest of the day and evening into your sleep. And how you feel when you wake up in the morning. And how great food is going to taste tonight. Drink some water. Make sure you're grounded before driving in your car tonight. Okay, ground with the earth. We're going to ground through the chakras of the feet, deep into the core of the earth. Feeling the presence of the elemental kingdom, the fairies, the gnomes, all of that. And there is a great city of light within the earth on the inner dimensions. That you can tap into as well. All right, so coming into the present now moment, refreshed, invigorated, focused, feeling spacious and centered at the same time, feeling more alive, more awake, inspired. So allow this connection to occur over the next 24 to 48 hours, 3 days, for the next 3 days. Enjoy your evening. Thank you for your attendance. We give gratitude and thanks for all the loving support granted on all the levels of consciousness. Your changes will go deep into infinity. Know that you're loved and supported and absolutely blessed. Until next time, namaste.